Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. On yesterday's broadcast, I began doing some teaching on the anointing. And the Lord has directed me to focus on what the Word has to say about the anointing, about anointing oil, and because that was used in the consecration of the priests or of sacred vessels, and to ask the Lord for those that will be listening this week for a new refreshing, a new anointing. We need that. I don't know about you, but there are times we just get weary and tired from the battles, from the day-to-day routine, from the regimen, from all the things that we have to deal with in this life. And we need that miracle working refreshing from the Spirit of the Lord, that rainfall from heaven upon our parched, thirsty souls, where we will again be able to rejoice in the strength of the Lord and in the joy of the Lord, and be able to go about our activities with freshness and with enjoyment. Isn't that what you need? I don't know about you, but I mean, I'd love to stay on the mountaintop all the time, but unfortunately, we just don't. And there's times it seems like we're down in the valley and we just need to say, Lord, give us a breather, give us a break, lift us up, let us feel your presence. And so that's what I'm doing this week, because especially in the hour we're living in right now, especially this week, I feel we really need the anointing of God. So as I promised on yesterday's broadcast, I'll begin by sharing some passages out of the sixth chapter of Ephesians, verses 10 through 18. Finally, then, find your strength in the Lord, in His mighty power. Put on all the armor which God provides, so that you may be able to stand firm against the devices of the devil. For our fight is not against human foes, but against spiritual, cosmic, universal powers, against the authorities and potentates or powers of this dark world, against the superhuman forces of evil in the heavens. Therefore, take up God's armor. Then you will be able to stand your ground when things are at their worst, to complete every task and still to stand. Stand firm, I say. Fasten on the belt of truth. For coat of mail or breastplate of righteousness, put on integrity. Let the shoes on your feet be the gospel of peace, to give you firm footing. And with all these, take up the great shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all. Does that say all or some? Well, I think it says all. You'll be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take salvation for a helmet, for sword take that which the Spirit gives you, the words that come from God. And that's why that helmet of salvation is so important, because that covers our mind, where we need to think the thoughts of the Lord, they have the mind of Christ. And verse 18, give yourselves wholly to prayer and entreaty, which is earnest request or intercession. Pray on every occasion in the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. So we need, in order to receive the anointing of God for warfare, for the tasks that face us in our daily responsibilities and lives and duties and things we have to contend with, we need the anointing of God. We need the armor of God. The anointing of God's Spirit is the overflowing of the divine life of Jesus, His holiness, His presence, if you will, flowing into a human life which has been consecrated to God through personal cross experiences. Now, what do I mean by that? In other words, someone who has been willing and is still in the process of willing to die to self, to take up the cross that Jesus has said, we all have a cross to bear, to die to self and say, Lord, whatever the cost, whatever the price, I want to serve you. I want to give you glory. I want to be able to stand before you that great and glorious day and hear those words that you'll say, Lord, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Lord, that's what we want. And so we need to go through, beloved, those personal dying to self experiences where we crucify and mortify the deeds of the body. And to go on to say, going on now reading the personal cross experiences, the anointing is that which makes us spiritually rich and thus able to impart effectively the light and fragrance of God's word into the lives of others, producing in them deep spiritual satisfaction and Christian fruitfulness. Now, let's go to the Word and find what the Word has to tell us about the anointing. And of course, one very classic example that comes to mind is the story of Elijah and Elisha in the Bible. Elisha asked his mentor, Elijah, for a double portion. And in order to, before we go to that, we want to understand some key words to unfold the meaning of the anointing. And in Scripture, we see that oil is used to describe the anointing. There's various symbols of the anointing representing the Holy Spirit, such as fire, water, wind, fruit, dove, ointment, spirit, quicken, make alive, move upon, perfume, fragrance, sweet-smelling savor, fat, consecrate, olive oil, tree, branch, overflow, mantle, fatness. These represent that anointing of the Holy Spirit. And as we read, especially in the Old Testament, it talks about various mantles. That was an outer garment they wore for the body. And that's what is normally understood by the word mantle. Linguistically, the word has the idea of a covering that is ample. In other words, it's large, it's wide enough, and it covers whatever it's supposed to protect or cover. So figuratively, the mantle is the most significant, if you will, of the power, anointing, and ministry of the Holy Spirit upon the life of the person wearing it. And I know I shared not too long ago with the UCM partners, I think it was back in the early part of this year, that after the Lord had taken Brother Glass home, which was November 3rd, 1997, and I, after all the services were done and over, I took just a couple days to go over to the Point Reyes National Seashore. And I felt as I walked, and it was, you know, of course, at that time of year, it was cold and windy, and I just walked along the shore and felt that mantle, that burden of ministry settling on my shoulders. That's what that means. And that was, of course, one of what Brother Glass's desires, that the ministry would continue. And over the years, God had effectively trained me to work as a helpmeet and as a partner in ministry. So when the Lord did take him home, I was very adequately prepared to do that, and have continued on since that time. So that mantle refers, and you've perhaps heard that word, that after a certain someone may go home to be with the Lord, that mantle that they had in their life was placed upon their successor. And of course, the best example of this is found in the Bible, and that is Elijah and Elisha. And I'd like to share passages from 2 Kings, the second chapter, verses 12 through 15. This is, of course, Elijah had seen the chariot of fire, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven, and Elisha saw it, verse 12, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof, and he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan, and he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And verse 15, and when the sons of the prophets that were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. So here we have two prophets of Israel performing many signs and wonders to the corrupt people of their day, hoping to lead them back to God. And in 1 Kings 19 and 13, Elijah, we see, wrapped his face in his mantle to hear the voice of God. And in 2 Kings, the second chapter, verses 8 through 14, Elijah divided the Jordan, which I just shared with you, with his mantle as that was just before Elijah was taken. Elijah divided the Jordan with his mantle as he and Elisha were about to cross over. So this the second example, of course, as we're talking now about the anointing that we can use to illustrate the anointing, is the olive branch or the olive tree. And of course, in our services, if people are anointed with oil, generally it's olive oil that is used. The olive branch is generally significant of that which receives or contains the anointing of God because its natural content of oil and fruitfulness. Praise God. Well, I have more to share, but we'll have to carry this over on tomorrow's broadcast. And in the moments that remain, I want to thank you so much for your prayer support. Thank you for your financial giving. UCM Partners, if it weren't for you, we could not remain on this station. So I bless you in Jesus' name. And if the Lord is speaking to some of you that perhaps have listened for a while, and the Lord's prompting you, then I suggest you obey the Lord, not only in terms of obedience, if he's wanting you to give, but also to share your prayer requests. He has a reason and a purpose in doing that. So my response, I don't pull for offerings. I just say, obey the Lord. And he's been faithful for over 50 years. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,